It's time for Golf DMV, highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, and anywhere else they travel. If you love golf and like to laugh, Golf DMV is your place. This ain't your stuffy, snobby, boring golf show. It's Golf DMV.
All right, Golf DMV, we are at Bull Run Golf Course. Got GM Mike Tate with us today. And just so anyone knows, anyone's asking, I did get on in two on 18. Just in case anybody's asking, two putt for birdie. I just want to put that out on the top of the interview. I got on in two. I made the birdie putt. I did make the birdie putt. I did get scared on the eagle, but my whole goal was the birdie. It is what it is. Anyway, still finished with a 92. I want to talk a little bit about this golf course. Thank you so much for having us out, Mike. And, one of the themes that we've had lately on the show, especially after leaving Pinehurst, is just how everybody's got a specific kind of eye, a preference to, specific style of course. And everybody see things differently. Lawrence hated Pinehurst number two. Vern and I liked number two. We all liked four. LB liked seven more than two. But that's kind of a theme with most golfers. I think it's just a lot of stuff is just kind of like preference. So for someone who may not have come down to Bull Run, how would you describe the course?
Bull Run's a player-friendly course. We think we're in pretty good condition. And it's just fun. A lot of people come here and they had their best round ever. And that's what we want. We just want people to have fun.
Interesting thing about that is another thing when it comes to golf courses is, we can come out, we can talk the kind of grass you have, we can talk layout, all the other kind of stuff. But golf courses, I believe, are kind of like in the experience business. When you come, you're going to pay, because golf's not an expensive sport. It's not cheap. And so when you come out and you play, you pay for the golf, but also for the experience. What's the Bull Run experience?
That's a great question. Again, we just want to have friendly people, good conditions, get you out there, and just keep all the promises. Experience is different things to different people. When we do surveys, the top two things come up are conditions and pace of play. And then staff friendliness comes in, and sometimes food comes in, pro shop, range, all these different things. But it's about pace of play and conditions. So we try to keep good conditions, and we're not always there, but we stay above average, we believe. And, pace, we manage pace. And all it takes is one group to mess up the pace. You guys play fast. Mm-hmm. You're getting around pretty good. And y'all finished in a little less than 4.5 hours. But three groups in front of you, there was a group that finished in under 4 hours. But I had one group, 4.5 hours. Somebody's going to play in 4.5 hours. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. That's what we want our pace of play to come in at. But you're always looking down 18 here saying, man, where is that group? Where is that group? And you're hoping they don't slow somebody down. And, then you're sending a marshal out. You get that marshal out there, and you're never sure how that interaction's going to go.
Right.
Just because he's worried about your experience, or whoever's experience, but he's more worried about, with a slow group, the people behind him. And you have to balance those four people versus the 100, 120, 15, whatever it is that are playing behind him. That's a difficult job. We just want to be a fun place, nice people, and hopefully everybody has a good time.
Well, as far as we're concerned, you hit on all the experience levels. As far as good conditions, the course is in great condition, a pace of play, there was no hold up. We ran right through. The staff is definitely friendly. Shout out to Sage. As we were coming up here, setting up, Sage was like, whoa, what's going on here? So we talked to Sage for a little bit. She was fun to hang out with and talk to. The beverage cart, pulls up. She sees Glenn's Maryland, head cover. She's just like, oh, from Maryland. Just friendly staff, all the way around. So, yeah, Bull Run hits on, all that. One other thing I noticed here, too, is that I've noticed some juniors and some ladies here. Sometimes you come to a golf course, it's just a lot of guys, Seems like a place where kids and families are welcome.
Yeah, we try to be family friendly and have juniors and stuff. We had a junior camp earlier this week. But it is probably 85% of our play is men. Okay, and we encourage people to bring families. Truth is, we kind of like to see him later in the day, you know, worried about the pace thing, doing whatever. But we're just thrilled to see whoever. We give a lot of lessons. Today we have a group coming out that's ASGA. I think it stands for American Single Golfers Association. So it's a bunch of different couples or just people looking for a group to play with ladies doing stuff. And it's fun. And this is a family-friendly course, and it's a lady-friendly course. The forward tees, if you will, are most ladies have a pretty good time. They feel like they can get where they need to be. So to make it fun, and that we all want to be able to hit a green in two.
Yeah, hit a green in two, like I did on 18, the par five to close it up. Over the water, we had trouble all over the place. A few folks had to lay up, not me. I went right for it. So we talked, you know, about experience. You want folks to come out to experience some fun, family to come out, kids. What kind of golfers do you not want to come to Bull Run?
You put me on the spot. I don't know the golfer that I don't want to come to Bull Run until he gets here. Right. Then I'm pretty sure, you know, at the end of the day, I said, man, I wished he wouldn't have visited us. But, you know, but we're happy to have everybody. You know, that's a tough question.
That's a great way to answer the question. You should run for political office because that's the way you answer a question without answering the question. You know what I mean? I'm going to tell you that we don't want slow players here, all right? No, but everybody come down to Bull Run, pay your money, and then, if you're not invited, then we'll figure it out from that point. So the conditions are good. We're in the middle of the summer. Talk a little bit about what it takes to maintain a course, you know, throughout, to not have too many, you know, burnt out fairways and things like that, because it's been a hot summer.
That's a great question. We've been on both ends of that equation. A few years back, we had fairways that didn't look so hot. And, you know, we would argue it needs more water. And then we find out that what we had was wet wilt. So we were giving it too much water. And then I'd say, well, you know, look, I tell the guy at the time, I say, you know, I got three huge ponds. I said, if we're going to go out of here brown, I said, we're going to go out of here with no water in the ponds. I said, but he says, that was a mistake, turned out. Pressure comes in the summer with the heat and the humidity. But what it takes is effort and just paying attention to what's going on. The summer is a long time for superintendents. It's 60 days of hell sometimes. And our guys, I'm very fortunate. Our superintendent, shout out to him, Mike Wyant. He's fantastic. His assistant, Bruce Pennington's been with us for a decade or better. He knows where all the bodies are buried. He knows what's going to go wrong. And these guys, they really work hard. I can't take a bit of credit for what goes on with conditions. My job is to not deny resources.
Really nice facilities, by the way. Also, I purchased a nice little Bull Run hat with a little rope across the front. Looks really good in the pro shop. But also, you guys host weddings and events and things like that.
Yes, we do. This year, we're going to do about 20 weddings. I'll tell you what. They were supposed to get married last year. They're getting married this year. So they're doubling up. We did a few late last year. We like doing weddings. We're working on a tap room downstairs. You haven't seen. So we're going to – it's moving a lot slower than it's supposed to because of permitting, but we're going to have a big room down there where we'll do weddings. We'll do, you know, the after events for corporate outings. And, you know, it could be – everybody wants to do this outside thing. So we're going to have great seating outside and do fun stuff, hopefully this year, maybe next year.
On that same topic of the weddings, I saw on your website you all had a Wedding Choice Award. Was that was 2017?
Yeah, 2017. That's that comes through with the Wedding Wire and the Knot and stuff like that. It's a wonderful honor. We get 5-star reviews for our weddings. We do very, very well. Courtney Thomas, our event coordinator, is out of this world. She does great, and you know we do well with it. There are a lot of great places to do it. I mean, please, if you're looking at a wedding, come see us. We have a beautiful setting.
During the pandemic, I know we played a lot of golf, and I actually came to Virginia a lot when the Maryland course was shut down. I was in Virginia a lot because that course was open. How did the pandemic affect your play and usage did you have to, like, rent carts, extra carts, and that kind of thing, and pace of play, and just the amount of people that came out during the pandemic? How did that all play out last year?
The pandemic was good to Bull Run. We were open the whole time. We did. We had to rent extra carts. We had to try to manage, you know, single-player carts. And then not long into it, we just couldn't do that. So we were doubling people up. So I didn't make tons of friends some of the time. But we were never been busier than we were during the pandemic. We did hosted 40,000-plus rounds. Not as many as many, but we actually tried to slow it down times. We didn't do everything great. We learned a lot during the pandemic. But business-wise, we did very, very, very well.
Like I say, I came to Virginia quite a bit and played some other courses during that time. This course is part of the Raspberry Trail, or that package that includes is it seven courses, I think seven, six courses. What seven? So explain to our listeners what that package includes and how that all works if they want to participate in it.
Thank you for asking about the trail. The Raspberry Golf Trail, it's basically a marketing agreement among, I believe it's seven courses. There's obviously Bull Run, Raspberry Falls, Old Hickory, Augustine Golf Course, Blue Ridge Shadows Golf Course, Links of Gettysburg, and Penn National, I believe it is. And it's a points per dollar thing. So you get a point for every dollar you spend. And when you have 100 points, you can go to any of those golf courses and get $10 off of your greens fee. And there's no restrictions. The Raspberry Golf Trail has been in existence for a while. We used to do a play three, get one free. But we, you know, based upon feedback from our members, we started doing that points per dollar. And it's a great loyalty program. And, lot of really good golf courses to play.
Thank you again for inviting, well, for the email, responding to my email and having us out. And we really appreciate the time that we spent here. It's a beautiful day we had here. We had eight golfers to come out here with us and play. Hospitality unmatched. The views of the vistas from the clubhouse are beautiful as well. It was just a great time. The only downside to this for me was Route 66. I don't know what the hell they doing on 66, and I'll save this rant for later. But my goodness, 66, government, get it fixed. Again, thank you very much for having us, and we appreciate you.